The five solas of the Reformation brought essential truths of salvation and purpose into clear focus. These truths are just as critical to Christian life today as they were 500 years ago. Rediscover their meaning and relevance in our newest booklet, The Five Solas, Essential Truths for a Modern Reformation. Inside, you'll explore each of the five solas, grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone, scripture alone, and God's glory alone, and why they still matter today. Support our work with a gift of any amount, and we'll send you a copy. Visit solamedia.org/offers to get yours today.
I won't say his name right. Vermigli.
Oh, A. I would put him. Oh, superior.
Superior. I was like, A's not high enough.
Yeah, right.
Vermigli.
Due to his views on the sacraments, I'm sorry, he's not allowed to be in the S category.
Oh, ooh. My goodness, no. It's precisely because of this view of the
single-handedly
sacraments.
Single-handedly batted him down.
That wait, really wait, should
wait,
be
Bob,
superior.
Bob, have you read Vermigli? Vermigli and Calvin are pretty, like, awesome
Calvin,
on sacrament
Calvin
stuff.
Said he got all of his sacramental theology from Vermigli.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. C. Yeah. All right, oh, next. Yeah.
Applying the riches of the Reformation to the modern church. This is White Horse Inn, a weekly roundtable discussion about theology and culture.
What are the 50 best and worst theologians in church history? Today, we are going to play a fun tier list game on White Horse Inn, and we're going to rank 50 different theologians, good, bad, ugly. It's going to be a great time. None of the other guys knew we were going to do this, so this is going to be great. None of you made the list, for what it's worth, so just feel good about that. Here's how the game works. We got a list, a tiered list, starting with the letter S. That means like superior. They're like the greatest. And then you got an A, a B, a C, a D, and then a world I'm too familiar with, the F world. So what we're going to do here now, F is the worst of all theologians, by the way. What we're going to do here is I'm going to give you a theologian, and you are going to rank them. Does this game make sense to you, host? By the way, I'm here with Justin Holcomb, Mike Horton, Walter Strickland. I'm Bob Hiller. We'll get started here with our first theologian, if we want to call him that, by the name of Soren Kierkegaard.
Oh,
Soren Kierkegaard. Where would you all rank Soren Kierkegaard?
B.
B. Why B?
Because he was a very theological philosopher, and he was driven away from Pietism that he grew up in, and away from Hegel, towards a more evangelical understanding, including law and gospel, which he interpreted as moving from the inauthentic to the authentic, the aesthetic to the moral to the evangelical. And it's fascinating how that corresponds to, you know, just a basic going by your instincts of beauty and culture, which his era placed at the highest, to moral, actually being ethical, making moral distinctions, law, and then finally, to authentic existence is to be found in the gospel.
All right. Well,
I'll keep
just
him
so
there because he said true things about Jesus, and that's pretty good. That's a good start.
He's also got some pretty great digs at bad preaching, so I enjoy him.
Yeah,
Walter, you good with the B?
I'm good with the B. Some of someone on phenomenology is really helpful as well.
Oh, okay. Look at that. By the way, no explanations. We got to move quick. Number two.
Okay.
Friedrich
don't ask why then.
No. I meant no further explanations. And this one, sorry. Friedrich Schleiermacher.
I heard it already, F.
If you haven't heard our thoughts on Friedrich Schleiermacher, check out the previous episodes.
Yes.
Enough said.
I heard the
Freddy.
Oh, wait, are we good
Frankie.
With that one, guys?
Yeah, we're
okay?
We're
totally good.
If you can call him a theologian.
I thought you said a theologian. That's what kind of threw me off about Schleiermacher.
Look at that. John Wycliffe.
B.
I appreciate the B. I mean, he liked the Bible, but
I'm happy to give him a B+.
Just unfortunately, you can't put him halfway through, so we'll stick with B. I think he had some strange issues, but B's pretty good. All right, here goes why you guys are doing most of the answers. I won't say his name right. Vermigli.
Oh, A. I would put him. Oh, superior.
Superior. I was like, A's not high enough.
Yeah, right.
Vermigli.
Due to his views on the sacraments, I'm sorry, he's not allowed to be in the S category.
Oh, my goodness, no. It's precisely because of his view of the
single-handedly
sacraments.
Single-handedly batted him down.
That Vermigli should be
Bob,
superior.
Have you read Vermigli?
On
the sacraments? Are you just assuming what you think he said because he's like, you know, Vermigli and Calvin are pretty, like, awesome
Calvin,
on sacrament
Calvin
stuff.
Said he got all of his sacramental theology from Vermigli.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Her. Okay. C. Yeah. All right. Oh, next. Yeah.
How do we do this when it's so clearly an S, but someone brings down the average?
No, it's fair. It's fair. Here's what I'll say.
Can we say his importance in orthodoxy, not necessarily we agree? Like Kierkegaard, we'd have more disagreements with Kierkegaard than is reflected in his being a B up there.
Mm-hmm. But his impact on Reformed theology is obviously pretty important and pretty good. So he's going to be a superior theologian.
I put Wycliffe above Kierkegaard. But anyway, I'm just trying to get my B plus in there. Go ahead.
I think, you're okay. Alone on that one, Justin.
Here we go. Ambrose, what do you think? I'm going superior on Ambrose for what it's worth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a great preacher, influenced Augustine, pretty big guy.
His view of grace and and merit.
I was putting him at a B plus, but
I don't know.
I appreciate the run up to. Well, anyway, so I guess I was.
Wasn't it his preaching? Am I wrong? Isn't his preaching impacted?
It was
Augustine.
It was.
I'd be fine with A.
No, it was early Augusta. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was thinking
I'm okay.
I was thinking A before Christ centered him down.
Gospel rich. I mean, so Mike, why just real quick one sentence. Why you had Bob saying superior.
Typical patristic source that is rich until it's not. It's, you know,
fair enough.
Great on the gospel, and then you turn the next page and we're back to merit and
It's all the fathers. Yeah, that's right. Okay. A is good. A, B. That's great. Yeah, good. Next. Charles
Finney.
He's at a B now.
Is there anything below F? Anything below
F? Yes, we call it below F is Schleiermacher.
Yeah, Schleiermacher. Schleiermacher and Finney are down there on the bottom.
The other S.
Oh, no. S. Don't do that to Schleiermacher. I think Schleiermacher was better than Finney.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Really? Wait. Schleiermacher is. I got to think about that real quick.
Yeah.
Schleiermacher was not a Pelagian.
Yeah, but he was a pantheist.
That's not as bad as being a Pelagian.
I mean, this is like calling like the one piece of trash, calling another piece of trash more trashy.
Wow.
I love the fact that Mike's dividing line is Pelagianism. It's like Pelagius is at least within the scope of a Christian heresy. Pantheism is a different complete religion. I know.
This is at least
a different philosophical structure of reality. And Mike so hates Pelagianism. He's like...
Oh, that's outstanding. That's hilarious.
All right, next one. Abraham Kuyper.
Oh.
I'm actually curious what Mike says.
This is going to be fun. I want Walter to go first. Mike to go for it.
I would say he's an A.
Okay. I would say he's an A. I mean, so I'll grant that to you because of his personal convictions about, I don't know, people who are from Africa. And people who are of a different class and things like that. So there's definitely some things that his sort of theological framework gave way to, even like things like apartheid. Not that I'm just assessing him on the basis of race and things like that. But
are you jumping in, Bob?
I don't have enough knowledge of Kuyper to speak to this.
I'm okay with a B.
I'm okay with an A.
Walter, can you say? Walter, can you say more on why B?
I didn't say B. I said A.
Oh, what?
Mike said B.
I'm ready for him to go to a B.
Can we split him? This is another B plus if I can
B plus
be diplomatic. So we'll just leave him at A because he's a B plus.
I'm good with the A. I mean, I think he blurs sanctification and gospel mandate stuff. Not so. I just talked myself into a B.
I think we're comfortable with that.
Yeah, B's not horrible. B's good. It's above average.
It's passing.
He's with Kierkegaard.
I would say Bavinck, his successor, was superior.
Okay, let's hold off. I can't just name theologians we haven't named yet.
Huh? Oh, okay. All right.
We'll come back. All right. Adolf von Harnack.
I'm below F.
Boy, I hate him.
His dad, Bob. You haven't chimed in very much.
Oh man,
go for it.
I always get the name of. Is it The Essence of Christianity? Is that the book?
Yeah.
And his dad was a Luther scholar. I think he's got some great stuff on preaching. His dad was really fascinating to me, and I believe he told his son that he was a great disappointment. Because very similar to the whole Schleiermacher thing, he abandoned Christianity, and he did it in a pretty aggressive way.
It was because of him that German universities removed the requirement of all professors to the Apostles' Creed.
Oh, wow.
Good. Yeah, okay. I have a proposal for you guys. Got a proposal. And I'm not because I like him. I'm just thinking, what would be a D? Because, I mean, is he...
That's a good question.
Is he the same as Finney and Schleiermacher? Is he worse or is he like...
All these guys are eroding away.
Yeah.
Like, a D to me would be like a sloppy theologian.
Well, he definitely reduced Christianity to like ethics like, and history and...
Yeah.
Well, he's horrible on everything. Gospel clarity, sin.
Harnack's no better than Schleiermacher. He's actually worse. Schleiermacher required a subscription of the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, and the quote-unquote evangelical symbols. Augsburg Confession and Heidelberg Catechism.
All right. Well, I'd never realized that Mike was this pro Schleiermacher until this episode. Next.
I mean,
you bring up Harnack and maybe I do sound a little
all right.
Bad.
So, the next one,
are we going to push Schleiermacher as a D or are we keeping
it?
No,
we got to keep moving. So it's over. All right, here we go. Arius.
That's an easy F.
We can move on quickly. He's the arch heart heretic of everything. Mm-hmm. Maximus the Confessor.
Oh, A.
All right.
I would even say superior, but I don't know if...
I was going to say that feels like a...
Yeah, I would... I'm way up there, so either superior or A for me.
Bob?
I'm good with superior. Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. Great. Next one. St. Basil and or Basil, depending on
superior,
whose side you're on.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Agreed.
Yep.
Keep going.
B.B. Warfield.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
My man.
The Bob, beard.
Walter, you were like, I mean, I thought you were going to go like...
No. I was going to say...
I heard Mike and I thought, we're going to have a little fight here.
What is it, Walter?
There's definitely no fight.
He even slapped down his student, J. Gresham Machen, over the color racism. Line.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Great American... Yeah. Best of the best of fundamentalism. Okay.
Yep, that's good.
Next.
So I would say, I mean, superior or A? What are we doing?
A.
I say superior.
Right. Well, so like, if we're thinking superior, I'm thinking people who change the world with their theology.
I see
the
that.
Significance. And Warfield is an A.
Yeah.
But I'm not putting him on the level of Calvin.
Bob wants to see some fruit. Yeah. He wants to examine their life and see if they're worth
it. I'm not trying to get him to join my Baptist church. All right, William Perkins.
A for me. The greatest father of Elizabethan Anglican Puritanism. Oh, yeah.
All right. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'd go B because of Puritanism.
this is the kind of Puritanism that.
But he was Augustinian too, though. You like Augustine, don't you, Bob?
I liked him, yeah,
and he was fine. Lutheran.
William
like
Perkins was
like all really good Reformed theologians.
He's like, wait a second, I'm going to change my grade.
All right,
do we put him at an A?
Yeah. Clement of Alexandria.
Oh gosh, gotta consider his time and place, but I would give him a C.
Okay. Okay. Any arguments there?
I got to. Yeah, that's our first C. This is helping around.
This is the first C.
His doctrine of sin.
Awful.
Iffy. I say iffy, and he's like, awful.
this is where you get Mike on the doctrine of sin.
No, this is, I know, but sanctification, like, and all the, yeah. I'm.
All right, we're good. We got to keep cooking.
How many of these are we doing? We can't have fun
57.
And actually talk.
Cornelius Van Til.
Oh, this is going to be fun. As a theologian. As a theologian, right?
Yeah.
Well, he's an apologist.
He was a bad,
like the way he read Barth, and he was sloppy on his historical theology.
Is he the presuppositionalist?
Yeah,
he is.
So yeah. I would say because of his presuppositionalism. Oh, you say C, huh? Yeah.
Well, but he was a transformative figure.
The transcendentalist argument, I think, is worth something to consider.
So I love that argument.
Any presuppositions do play a role in how we think there's neutrality and so forth. So
If you go through his doctrine of God, Trinitarian, Christology, I mean, that he's saying spectacular. His apologetics is hit and miss, but
it's helpful for me to point out I haven't read any of these guys. All right, next. Gregory of Nazianzus.
Yes.
Our superior. Yeah. And his homie, Gregory of Nyssa.
I'd put him at an A.
Yep. I would too. Mm-hmm. Those guys.
On what?
Cappadocians.
Fathers. This is the run up to the Nicene-Constantinopolitan Creed.
Yeah. It's just a slight thing here, but Basil and Nyssa were brothers, and Nazianzus was their friend. Basil and Nazianzus were more willing to revise Origen than Nyssa was. His sister Macrina actually catechized him and Basil, and when her brother Gregory of Nyssa was aspiring to be a philosopher and was kind of walking away from Christianity because he wanted to be a Neoplatonist philosopher, she catechized him, and we have his biographical statements of how he came back to the faith through her catechesis, and mainly talking him into the rationale for the resurrection.
Wow.
And she should be in the superior category we don't have Macrina. We don't have Macrina on the list.
We have him in A, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Not B.
We have an A.
If you guys want, the book in my series, Know the Theologians, Jennifer McNutt and David McNutt did a bunch of theologians, but they actually did it on the Cappadocians and Macrina, and they did a lot of the work on Macrina and the story that Mike was telling. Oh, so that's some fascinating
that's
stuff.
Excellent. Cool. Yeah.
All right. Next one. Hegel.
F.
I just want to have someone
look at his picture. You want to give him a hug?
But
don't
we got to look at the criteria. We got to look at the criteria here. If we really dislike the person's philosophy, but we give him high marks on being a really brilliant formative thinker, does that change things?
I think we're going on theologians.
He actually said you're saved by grace, and he didn't really mean what we mean by it. But he actually. I'm good with the D.
Yeah, but that's like saying Joseph Smith said Jesus is God's son. Like,
yeah, but okay, I know. The words are not the reality, so we have to...
That's true.
He was pointing towards different stuff, so...
I just think he's not as bad as Schleiermacher.
Yeah, well, he can't...
All right, we'll go with DF. All right. Henri de Lubac.
Protest.
Oh, yeah, definitely put him up there with a B.
Who?
Henri de Lubac.
Henri de Lubac.
Oh, yeah.
Nouvelle Théologie.
Yep. 20th century.
So for people who don't know, de Lubac was really influential in reviving interest. Everyone's talking about Thomas, and had different views of Thomas Aquinas. But he actually revived interest in the early Latin theologians, like the ones like Ambrose there in the A column.
Next one. Yeah. Herman Bavinck. See, there you go. There's your Bavinck.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. I would say he's definitely the systematizer of what Kuyper began and not necessarily. Yeah. So and I say what he began on purpose because he didn't just systematize Kuyper, he improved Kuyper.
He did. He's my homeboy.
Wow. This is Michael's homeboy. All right, here we go. This might be Justin's homeboy. Hans Urs von Balthasar.
Yeah.
Balthasar.
I'd say same with de Lubac. They were buddies.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, I'm fine with
that. Same work. Why would he be my buddy?
I don't know. I was just trying to move things along.
Okay.
Here's my homie, Athanasius. Mm-hmm. Superior.
Yeah.
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
There's not even like a conversation. All right.
So I had a fish named Athanasius, by the way. We can continue.
What did you say?
I had a fish named Athanasius. I just wanted to contribute.
I heard you say fish, and then I thought I didn't hear him correctly.
You know what? That was a superior pet. Next one.
Athanasius. Okay.
Immanuel Kant.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
as a theologian, F.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how we can do anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's responsible for a lot of problems.
Yeah.
In a world drowning in confusion and false teaching, faithful voices have never been more critical. For 35 years, Sola Media has stood as that voice, helping Christians to know what you believe and why you believe it. But we're not just looking back. We're looking ahead to the millions who still need to hear the gospel proclaimed clearly and defended boldly. Will you join us in this critical work? Your generous support will help us expand our apologetics content to reach seekers and strengthen believers, enhance our digital platforms to engage younger generations where they are, and strengthen partnerships that multiply our gospel impact to fuel another 35 years of reformation in hearts, homes, and churches. Visit solamedia.org/reformation and give today.
I'm going to say his name wrong, so forgive me. Jacob Boehme?
Boehme.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
But I like your pronunciation better.
Boehme?
Jacob Boehme, absolute crazy.
Yeah, weird. Really weird.
Cobbler who should have stayed a cobbler. He would have enriched the world more.
He's a Lutheran. So you
I know,
got that.
But like...
You
know. But like,
a Lutheran who hated
he's
Lutheranism.
Like nuts. I'm going C or D. Like, he's bizarre.
Psychopath. Yeah. He's actually really interesting, but in a weird way. By the way, you know, Hegel called him the first German philosopher.
Did he smile when he said it? Because Hegel doesn't look like a smiling guy.
Hegel wrote so much on Jacob Boehme, drawing on him. Boehme really is responsible for a lot of Hegel's thought.
Wow. So
yeah.
D. All right.
Are we putting D or C?
D or C. I mean,
I'd go D.
I'd go D also because he's not.
Okay.
He's not confessional, yeah. He's
Arminius.
Well, never mind. Arminius?
Mm-hmm.
I would put D.
Yeah.
Yeah. D or F.
But yeah. I don't know. You're a Lutheran, Bob. You might put him in a C. I don't know.
Yeah, I would.
You wouldn't. I'm probably kidding.
I can't believe you didn't jump right in.
I was going to say.
I'm good with C. I mean.
Really?
No. Really?
Why, Justin?
Why C? I'm just trying to because he actually said orthodox things about, you know, Nicene Creed, Chalcedon, did not deviate. That's worth something.
All of his followers did.
Yeah, he's... Okay, I'm going, he's not F because those guys aren't hardly Christian, but Arminius is D or C.
Yeah,
I said D or C. I was just saying for C.
I thought you said C. Let's go D.
I did say C.
All right, next.
You can do whatever you want.
I don't know if you guys don't know who this is great. Bo Geertz. You guys know Bo Geertz?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, he's the Lutheran Hammer of God guy.
Hammer of God, yeah.
But he was seminal.
Yeah.
But
I'd put him A. I would personally put him A because he's been significant for me. But he was like the Swedish C.S. Lewis atheist guy who converts to Christianity. He's got a book called Thus Fell the Lord's Fire, which are the greatest seminary, like we're sending you out to be pastors kind of sermons that he was preaching to two people. I mean, they're just phenomenal. This guy's wonderful. I give him an A.
Well, then
and
we're going to go with
God
you.
Is necessary reading.
Oh, it is really good.
Chrysostom, or however he's pronounced.
John oh, yeah. Chrysostom. Got to make him superior.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right there.
Do notice a theme here? Kind of, they're all in duds.
What? Yes, it's great. It's nice.
That's to make Justin happy.
Hold on. I just want to take a moment here. I like the fact, I appreciate that, you know, his anthropology and sin clear, but... You know, a little synergistic. And Mike, that was a very gracious one. I thought you'd be going for like A to put him in superior. And I'm not challenging it. I just, There are things in there. The fact that Calvin quoted him a ton, I respect it because Calvin quoted him a lot. And
he said he was his favorite preacher of the early fathers, which is kind of qualified.
Calvin loved him all the time, but disagreed with him on some stuff, which I just like seeing that. And
synergism.
So it's
fun. Yep. Well, what you get with Chrysostom is actually more than any church father, clear teaching on justification.
Yep.
And yet synergism. So he's like Philip Melanchthon, kind of.
Yeah.
Great preacher, too.
All right, here
golden
we go.
Mouth. Golden mouthed, yeah.
Speaking of golden mouth, the next one, John Calvin.
Well, you know what I'm going to say.
I'll let you guys.
So how many problems started with Calvinism, though? That's kind of an interesting question. Well,
yeah, we'll
okay,
talk
we'll
about that in a future show. Calvin
I'm
cleaned
sure, I'm sure we're going
Calvin,
S on this
Calvin
one.
Calvin cleaned everything up, you guys. Made a mess.
I know, that's what he said.
If we're doing all of this, I mean, the superiors are obvious, and I'm comfortable with an A. I think he's a superior, but I'm comfortable with a. I mean, I don't know how this works out with four.
So here's the deal. Again, with Calvin, I would say the same thing. There are few people this significant in the history of Christianity, especially Western Christianity. He should be a superior theologian. He just is.
I'm with you.
That came from Bob.
I'm not saying
Justin,
he's right.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I was making him say it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. If
I incepted, I was playing Inception.
Here's what I got in mind. Yeah. Rod used to say, "You got Calvin and Luther and Wesley in Rome," and so that's what's in my head. So I'll do that. All right.
Okay.
Next, John Milton. John Milton.
Oh my gosh.
Delightful writer.
D.
But his pictures of heaven and hell.
I love that compliment, Bob. A great writer.
Great.
Prose. He was a great poet, but had a horrible Christology, was a radical Puritan nutball, and but what a writer, man.
Yeah. Paradise Lost is fantastic.
All right. John Owen.
Oh, yeah, man. He's definitely in the A-League.
When I was in college, I had to do, Rod used to have us do outlines, Rod Rosenblatt used to have us do outlines, and I had to outline the introduction to The Death of Death and the Death of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And my outline was longer than the introduction, so I didn't get a good grade.
we put him in an A, right?
Yeah.
Is that
I think that's good.
Yeah. This becomes interesting based off of our reasoning. John Wesley.
Mm.
Ooh, I would say B.
Yeah, let's go B.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that.
B.
Significant, problematic, but significant.
Yes. Kind of like Finney. I'm just playing.
Jonathan Edwards.
Mm. This is going to be interesting because I'm having a hard time because if we're giving Schleiermacher an F for some of his pantheism and Edwards, the implications of some of his stuff is problematic. And
I'm going C or B. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go C.
Okay.
Ooh, bold move. Oh,
yeah. Edwards is the father, like the great American theologian, which isn't a compliment. All right. Next. Carl F.H. Henry.
I mean, I need to show up for the Baptist in the room, so I would give him an...
I'm going A because for a while, what he was doing with Christianity Today was very important. He did some good stuff. I'd go A.
I was definitely
A. I would too.
We're doing accomplishments as part of this?
Gordon Conwell,
I'm just
Seminary.
Saying, like, I don't know. Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm good with that. A. Really? Like, maybe I'm ignorant. He doesn't feel like an A-lister to me.
All right, fair enough.
But
I'll go with you.
I don't know if he's a Kierkegaard. I think he's better than Kierkegaard.
I'm with Justin on this. Actually, he doesn't have the A feel. He's more of a B.
That's the A feel.
This is my intuition of the universe.
That's
on this
very
one.
Existential of you, Bob.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Karl Barth or Bart.
I think B.
Yeah, I would say B.
Very comfortable with B.
Yeah, me too.
Meister Eckhart.
F.
Best, I'll say this, of all these old paintings, he's the best looking guy. Very nicely.
That's not hard to...
Yeah.
I'm down D or F.
But with Nicene Chalcedonian stuff, I mean, he was a little wonky with it, but he wasn't like aggressively heretically with it, was he?
I'll go D.
Hard to be a pantheist and Chalcedonian at the same time, but
so
I'm just trying to find D categories. For some reason, I'm drawn to putting people in D.
You feel bad for some of these guys.
I do.
That's your empathy.
Here's one, Justin. Menno Simons. who I think would be a great name for a fish, Walter.
Yeah, yeah, it actually is, I think.
He would drown? You mean he would drown?
As a theologian, I'm good with C. I think it's
I was thinking C. I feel like I should put him as a B just because of, you know, my affiliation, but I think C is good.
He's a Mennonite. He's like the Mennonite. He's Menno of the Mennonites. Yeah,
well, and he hated the doctrines of grace. So.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I'm going D.
Yeah, he was not a Calvinistic Baptist.
He was not. He was definitely a general Baptist, but...
Yeah. All right, next. Boethius.
Yeah. I'd say A. Very important, but more important for philosophy, I think, philosophical theology than, you know, dogmatics, but...
He does look like he should be in a Hobbit book or something, like with drawing.
Or a circus.
Yeah, I'd be okay with... Lower. What do we put him at? A?
Yeah, he's got him at A.
Yeah.
You go lower? Let's go B.
There's a few of, you know, I'm thinking gospel. I don't know what categories you guys use. I'm going through content, gospel, anthropology, and sin.
Well, there's no gospel really in Boethius.
Yes. That's why I didn't think
there's that.
A.
Yeah.
Influence, yeah. A, but theology, if we're ranking him as a theologian.
Well, and we've lost tons of his stuff, so we don't know. Maybe he did talk about the gospel.
I will say this, because we lost some of his stuff, so we don't know, is the same thing my confirmation students say to me when they didn't do the work. So I give him a C now. Mm. All right.
I'm going for B. Yeah, what do you guys think?
I would say B. If there was gospel, it should be more prevalent.
Origin.
Oh, my. The F's of all F's.
Mike has spoken, okay. And I agree.
I'm not an origin guy.
I could give him higher. I'm just happy.
I mean, he had better days than Kant. Maybe we call him.
Okay.
I'm all right. This next one will be also kind of tricky. Tillich, Paul Tillich.
F.
I go low on him. Yeah,
the courage to be.
I'm happy to give him a D, but if he has to put him an F, that's fine.
I think pantheism is kind of your line in the sand for Fs. Yeah. He's a pantheist, so
yeah.
Peter Lombard.
Wouldn't you say he's a B?
I'd give him a C. I think his impact on theology is negative, but he did a lot of work. It does look like he's wearing high heels in that picture. If you guys
every medieval theologian had to write a commentary on his systematic theology called the Sentences in order to get a master's degree.
That's unbelievable.
John Henry Newman.
C. Yeah. Or D.
I'm good with that. Francis Pieper. Oh, Francis Pieper. The theologian of confessional American Lutheranism.
So we're agreed he's C?
He is an A, if not superior. I'll go A. Charles Hodge.
Yeah. A?
Yeah, I'm A. I'm comfortable with A.
Any objection? He's the peeper.
All right, I want to go back to Newman. I mean, C, that just doesn't feel right. If you go through all, again.
Didn't he abandon your fellowship for the Catholic Church?
Okay,
Are you a closet papist, Justin?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a slippery slope, is what I hear.
I don't have a miter with me right here.
I don't think that, you know, I'll just say that I don't think Newman was an important theologian. I think he was an important convert and apologist for Rome. And I think he was an important developer of a totally erroneous view of the development of doctrine. And those, you know, those are accomplishments, but I don't know that, would you say, Justin, that he was a formative theologian?
No, I'm saying, I'm going based on content, not influence. I'm going based on, okay, we've got Trinity, Christology.
It means Nicene,
sacrament,
right.
Yeah. Just the basics. That to me, if you don't cross your fingers with the Nicene Creed, you start as a C, and if you say some other things that are like, decent, it bumps you up.
That's the most Anglican defense I've ever heard in my life. All right.
Yeah.
What's happening here is I'm an Anglican, and so it's showing by these things.
Okay, perspective.
We've got to move, guys. We got 17 in like 5 minutes. All right, here we go. Philip Melanchthon. It's an S or an A. You guys just get to decide which.
Are you sure? Really?
Yeah, I put him at an A because he wrote like the foundational confessional document of the Reformation.
So, he and Calvin were best friends. So for both of those reasons.
Yeah. Turretin.
Mm.
Oh, gosh. I don't know how you don't give him an A along with those other guys.
Yeah, I would say A as well.
Actually, Turretin was superior as the kind of a summarizer of Reformed Orthodoxy.
Where did we put Bob Vinck? We put Bob Vinck in an A?
An A. If you have Vermilli up there in superior, I think Turretin's one of those watershed guys, kind of like Chemnitz is for you guys, Bob.
So that would be superior then.
Yeah, I think so.
Richard Baxter.
D.
I'm happy with that.
I my default was, again, this because the gospel clarity is problematic. Mm-hmm. You gave him D because I was thinking C.
He really messed up justification. It's sort of like, you know, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
So. All right. Elias Camp Morris.
He was the founding president of the National Baptist Convention. So he was, I think it's fantastic. I would say anthropology is great. Gospel's on point. He wasn't really much of a theologian. He was a denominational leader. And so he didn't write a ton of theological works, but in his letters and things like that, I put him as an A.
Okay.
Formative influence to preach Christ?
Formative influence, yeah.
Augustine.
Oh.
S.
Oh, I think you got to make him S, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how we don't.
Yeah.
Cowering. Yep.
Irenaeus?
Yes. Plus S plus.
Wow. S plus. Jerome? I go A because of...
Definitely A. Definitely A.
Yeah.
He just mistranslates some things that are significant.
Yeah, the whole justification issue, but...
Mm-hmm. Justin Martyr.
A or superior? What do you think?
Yeah, I'd go A or he's really good.
Yeah, he's really
at least A. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would say A. I'm comfortable with that or better.
C.I. Schofield.
D. Mm.
The good old reference Bible.
Who needs a Bible when you have the notes? All right.
D. Okay. So D.
I would say I'm no dispensationalist, but
dispensationalism doesn't.
But I would say though that he did push people towards the Scripture and away from a lot of really bad interpretive practice.
Oh, but
he pushed people toward
ones.
His notes.
He did, but I mean, that sounds intense for someone who's completely orthodox.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, I would say I would definitely say C.
So D. C is good.
Okay.
Right. I could even go higher, but that's
Martin Luther.
Superior.
He's all right.
Of course.
I just want to point out that when Caleb put this list together, Luther wasn't there, and I had to remind him. All right.
Well,
take him for granted.
He's superior. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, he's definitely superior. I was going to respond to him being an A.
There's actually another category up called Luther. Next, Aquinas. I think you have to put Aquinas as an A or an S.
Yeah. I'd say an S.
There's nobody more formative in Catholic theology than Augustine, I suppose, than him. So
yeah,
mm-hmm. Beza,
good old Theodore,
A.
Cranmer,
definitely Cranmer.
Cranmer,
yeah.
Where'd you guys put him?
S. No, I don't know. Where did they put him?
If our categories are not only, great theologians, which he certainly was, but great preachers and great prayers, he should be superior.
In his book, the
I
Book
agree.
Of Common
putting,
Prayer matters. Like, it's a big deal.
If we're putting Luther and Calvin in superior, then he has to be there.
All right. William of Ockham.
D.
C or D.
You guys are just going to spit on the floor. Apologetically. No?
I don't know. Sure. There's some things in Ockham. All right, I'll go see her.
Ockham's the father of the nominalist philosophy that Luther
some
hated.
Some good stuff about, but there's also some nominalism
in
Luther.
He's not average. He is below average.
Yeah, all right.
If Wesley's there, Ockham's below Wesley for me.
Yeah, are we at D? Is where we landed?
Gross.
Yeah, I'm fine with either
one. I'm okay with that.
Charles Octavius Booth.
This is one of my contributions. I would say because of where he stood in history, A, maybe because of his contribution, B, just because it was, I wish he had more, but at the same time, I would probably lean A just because I hope he's going to end up having his say in the grander story because of things getting republished.
Good. All right. My next one down I have after Booth is Martin Chemnitz.
Definitely. Definitely. Don't you think Superior?
I'd put Superior. For the Lutheran Reformation, yeah. Luther is the father. Chemnitz is the theologian of the Lutheran Reformation.
The other Luther.
He's the other Martin. Yeah.
The other Martin.
But yeah. Superior?
Superior.
Okay.
If we put Vermeili up there at Superior, yeah. Then put Chemnitz next to him and have him hug.
Yeah. Which they almost certainly would have done.
Mm-hmm. Spurgeon.
The urge to spurge.
I would say A.
I would say A. Mm-hmm. I mean, I need to get a Reformed Baptist in there.
Okay. Munster.
Thomas Munster?
Thomas.
F.
Is he a pantheist?
Yes.
Worse.
He was a pantheist.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, Last one. This one's a fun one. Rod Rosenblatt.
Superior Plus.
Superior Plus.
Yeah.
That guy is why I preach Christ crucified. Yep.
Yeah, that's a great way to end.
Yep, pretty good. Gentlemen, I hope that was fun. What happens now is we put this online and then everyone criticizes us for the way we did it. They criticize the order we have, the science behind it. The fun has just begun, gentlemen. So thank you.
I can't wait.
I hope that was as fun for you as it was for us. See you next time at White Horse Inn.
Thanks for listening to this production of Sola Media. If you enjoyed this episode, would you share it with someone you think would benefit from it? Your support helps us spread the riches of the Reformation and apply historic Christian theology to every area of life.